This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we talk about Haven Ministry in Sunbury. It's been there for 3 decades now, and they're working to expand. We're going to be talking about that expansion plan today and getting a background of Haven Ministry, which has been serving the community now for decades in Northumberland County. We're welcoming to the program Christy Ziegler, the director at Haven Ministry, also one of the board members at Haven, Corey Fasold. Thanks for being with us. Let's start with Christy.
Christy, before we talk about the current project, talk about the history of Haven. It goes back 30 years.
Yes, it does. We've been at Haven since 1991, formed by the Sunbury Ministerium. Since we opened, we have served 5,044 plus a few more clients in that period of time. There is a great need in our area for expansion. Since that time, we have more people calling because the homeless situation in our area has grown immensely.
And that was something I wanted to ask, too. People generally don't think of homelessness outside of cities. I mean, the people, you know, the general person. Do you find that to be true, that people aren't really aware?
The rural homeless are different than the suburban homeless. In our area, you don't see them as openly as you do in the urban areas. In our rural area, people are living in garages, living in their cars, and do what we call couch surfing, going from friend to friend or family to family, looking for a bed each night. So our homeless are there. It's just that they're not as visible as the suburban or the urban homeless people.
Okay. And how does someone become aware of Haven? It's interesting to me how, you know, at what point does someone turn to you?
They're at their lowest point when they come to us. They're referred to us by agencies, children and youth, Area Agency on Aging, Veterans Administration. We have a lot of agencies that we do work with. And through them, we are sent a lot of homeless people. There's also word of mouth to family members and neighbors call and say, you know, I have a homeless person who needs assistance. Can you help them?
And more than 5,000 over that time period. That's what's kind of the average stay.
Average stay is probably about 6 months till they get into Haven. They find employment or find some kind of income, and then find housing, which is really difficult in this area to find housing, especially for a mother. We have a mother now with 5 teenage kids. It's going to be hard for her to find suitable housing at an affordable price for her. So, but we do manage to get a lot of them in and out within 4 to 6 months.
Okay. And what's kind of the overall mission? I mean, is it just a matter of here's a place to stay now, we're going to help you? I mean, what kind of services are there to kind of get people moving?
First thing we do when they check in is, well, they have to pass a criminal background check to get in, because we want to keep the place safe. We have women, children, and men staying at Haven. There's usually about 32 to 36 people there at one time. When they do check in, we go through the paperwork process. We find out if they have their birth certificates, driver's licenses, photo IDs, and if they don't, we help them. We help them get social security cards. And all this takes a little bit of time, but it's the first step in the process of moving on and getting housing. And we make sure the children are enrolled in school, because education is utmost importance for our children these days.
Okay. Let's switch to Corey for a look at what is going on. Tell us a bit about this expansion, maybe a little background to, you know, how long it's been in the works too, and what you hope to do.
Well, I'm going to backtrack just a second, and just, I need everybody to understand one very important thing. And you don't see it until you're there and get educated. But the Haven has basically a policy of no one should stay more than 6 months. And we tried very hard to keep to that. And with that 6-month policy, what's going on, we don't try to just bring homeless to the area to bring people here. That's not our mission. People come to us, and what we try to do is get them the educational things that they may not have. skills that they may not have. We're in a county with a county seat, in a city within the county seat. So that gives us a lot of opportunities for governmental things to help the people in need. But saying that, what we really strive on is getting people back into the public to work. So I'm going to say it this way. Sometimes, most times, we get maybe a sponge, if you want to call it that, of society. And then those 6 months, we, number one, get them a job, and number two, try to find them housing. Once they have a job and they have no expenses living at Haven, they can accumulate money. That allows them to get an apartment with a down payment. Within 6 months, we try to get them out of there to be self-supportive. They are no longer a sponge in society anymore. They're a contributor to society with paying taxes and so on. So we're taking a negative thing and turning it into something very positive in the community.
So it's definitely, like I said, more, not just a place to stay. It's very much a mission of advancing people.
It's a transitional place is what it is. Okay. Now, back to the building.
Okay.
So I just became on the board in January. And when I first got on the board, the big talk at our meetings was, you know, we turn away people every day. Every day, because we're filled. So then everybody said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I guess before my time, they, you know, hashed this over many times. And one of my first comments on the board was, well, why don't you build more rooms? I thought that was a pretty simple answer. Of course, the hard part was, how do you get the money to do that? And that's when it all started. We planned together. We thought together. We were very limited on space down there. But one place you aren't limited is straight up. So we decided that we could build an addition but make it two stories high because of the land situation. And we're going to add 10 more rooms, one of them being a big laundry room, so 9 living rooms. Each room is going to be more than 1.5 times the existing rooms. So the rooms down there are very small. So in hopes for the future would be the small rooms that are existing would be for a single person or a couple. And as we get these family units coming in, or again, a lot of mothers with children, they can have the bigger room. And that's where we're at there.
Okay. How will that impact when you do actual construction to, you know, the people that are already there? If you're adding a floor on top, is that going to impact your operations temporarily?
Well, the addition is an L-shape extension to what is already there. So what's there will be, for a while, the same. Our goal is that when the addition gets built, the people in the existing rooms will transfer to the new rooms, and then those older rooms that have been beat up for quite a few years, they'll get remodeled then, too.
Okay.
So then everything will be fairly new.
Okay. So we're going from capacity of how much to capacity of how much?
Well, we're capacity to probably over capacity, but we're 30-some people, and we're going to double that.
Okay. And this really is, I mean, this is a different setup from, you know, when you hear of homeless shelters in a city, which, like we said, that's basically just somewhere to stay tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole purpose is to get these people that have almost nothing and let them reestablish themselves and be something to the community and not be a burden on society.
Was that from the beginning? That was kind of the way it went, or has this evolved through the years?
When it first started, it was emergency temporary housing. It was like an overnight stay. And it kind of evolved into us looking at people, seeing what their situation is. Everybody has a different story. And assessing how we can help them become better people and not coming back night after night after night, having a stable home environment and a good job and be self-sufficient, independent, and contributing citizens once again.
Is this model kind of something that's spreading elsewhere that you've seen?
I'm hoping it spreads to other shelters, that they're not just in and out for a nice day and a meal. But, yeah, and we feed them a home-cooked meal every night, and then they do their own breakfast and lunch. We also, make sure that they have the skills that they need when they do move out of housekeeping. It's amazing what we take for granted that people know that they don't know what to do. We help with parenting skills, and then we work with all the a lot of agencies within the different county area, and send them to where we can't help them to a place where they can be helped. So it's quite an evolution since it first opened in 1991.
And I would think the folks who have worked with this over the years, it's a satisfying moment when you maybe see somebody in public that's been through this, and it's been positive and has really stuck.
It's heartwarming to see some of the people. They come back and they thank us, and a lot of the folks have started at the basic job at their place of employment, and they have gone into supervisor positions. They bring their families to introduce them to the staff at Haven. And it's really heartwarming when they do come and they are successful and, show their appreciation. Some of them even come back and do volunteer hours as a sign of paying back what we did for them.
As far as the timeline on the project, what are we looking at?
Well, we have the architectural plans almost complete right now. There's a lot of permits that need to be applied for and approved. And, of course, we're running into winter now. So our projection is that the building may start the digging in March of 2023. And after that, I would suspect it would take 4 to 5 months to complete.
So by the end of next year, we could see some real results.
I think by next summer, midsummer, people may be living there.
How is this funded? How does where does the money come from to do all this?
We are solely on donations from churches, businesses, and individuals.
And that's from the beginning. It's been that way.
It's always been that way. Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to the capital campaign. Corey, tell us that's it's not nickels and dimes now when you're going to double the size of the place. So, what kind of funds are you looking for, and where are you hoping they come from?
Well, to do everything that's in our vision, we feel it's going to be about $1.7 million. So we just recently started a capital campaign. And in 10 days, I'm proud to say, and this is just from the people's heart out there in the general public, just opening up their wallets and savings accounts, but they gave us over $250,000 to date. Wow. In 10 days. So we feel this is significant. We're going to continue with this. Our goal that we feel we need is $500,000 from the general public. We are also talking to a large foundation in the area in major hopes of a very generous donation. We've talked to our Senator Gordner, and he's going to supply some help. And then we're going to go after some other agencies around here, not agencies, but foundations that do a lot of grant writing. And, hopefully we'll get there. It's our mission. And I feel not only is the mission, but I feel it's going to be successful, because we're all driven by the Lord.
If folks are listening and would like to help out, what do you recommend? Where should I send them to?
Well, right now we have a GoFundMe page. It is Haven Ministry Sunbury Building Fund. And you can also send checks directly to Haven Ministry at 1043 South Front Street in Sunbury, 17801.
And I have to say, considering inflation right now, the fact that you've brought in that in 10 days has to be encouraging.
We're delighted. And there's a thermometer at Front and Market Streets in Sunbury that shows our progress. And again, our goal is $500,000. And you can drive by every day and see the red ink go up and shows you where we're at.
We are blessed in this area with very, very generous and caring, loving people. So I'm sure we'll reach our goal.
Haven Ministry Director Christy Ziegler and Corey Fasold from the board of Haven have been our guests on the WPGM Community Forum. We appreciate them being with us, and we do want to let you know as well that Haven does run with the help of volunteers, and that's been an issue that's been hurting since the pandemic. So if you'd like to learn more about helping out volunteering with Haven Ministry, you can give them a call at 570-286-1672. We want to thank you for tuning in to today's program. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.